The New York State Assembly's Judiciary Committee has released a report into former Governor Andrew Cuomo's conduct in office. It finds Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, in line with findings from Attorney General Letitia James's report into Cuomo. But this investigation goes beyond that and looks at Cuomo's handling of nursing home data and the use of state resources for his memoir. WNYC's Gwen Hogan has been reading through the report. She joins us now to walk us through what is in it. Hey, Gwen.
Hey, Sean.
Let's start with the broad strokes here. What are the top line conclusions from the report?
The investigators hired by the Assembly's Judiciary Committee say they interviewed more than 200 people. They reviewed 600,000 pieces of evidence. And in that process, they found overwhelming evidence that Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women. They found Cuomo used state resources while working on his memoir, American Crisis, for which he got a $5.2 million payout. And they find that his administration wasn't fully transparent with the public about the deaths of nursing home residents from COVID.
Mm-hmm. A lot of this does sound familiar, Gwen. There has been a lot of reporting on these subjects. Is there something that jumps out and the report is brand new?
Yeah. Some of the report's most interesting revelations are about Cuomo's book deal. Now, Cuomo said for months that no state resources were used for him to write this book. That was specifically required of him in order for him not to be in violation of state ethics laws. But this report lays out how top aides sent hundreds of emails about this memoir. Much of the work was done during normal work hours, and senior staff were directly involved in promotion and tracking of book sales. They offered one example of a senior staffer who claimed that they'd been volunteering their time in an interview with the investigators, but then contemporaneous text messages they reviewed showed that same staffer complaining to another one that they didn't have enough time to work on COVID-related issues because they were too busy working on Cuomo's book.
Wow. Does this break any laws? And if it does, what are the ramifications for it?
That's really the million-dollar question, mm-hmm. Sean. Cuomo, for the record, is still denying any state resources were used for his book. But these could be ethics law violations, like I mentioned, which would be punishable by fines. That would be up to the state's ethics commission to impose JACOB. Separately, we know the state attorney general has a potential criminal probe into Cuomo's book deal, and assembly investigators have said that they're passing off all the evidence that they collected to any authority investigating the former governor. But beyond the AG's office, there are different DAs looking at sexual harassment allegations, and then reports of a federal probe into Cuomo's undercount of nursing home deaths during the pandemic. So it's not clear if this report alone will lead to consequences for Cuomo, but it could be fodder for these ongoing probes.
Yeah. You mentioned nursing homes, and or rather the undercounting of deaths during the pandemic. Does the Assembly report shed any light on why Cuomo withheld the full number of deaths in nursing homes from the public for nearly a year, we should say?
Yeah, that's right. And not exactly. The report stopped short of saying that there was some sort of definitive and deliberate cover-up of these nursing home deaths, which is something critics have accused Cuomo of. It does confirm largely what is already in the public record, that Cuomo's administration deflated the death count of nursing home residents for months, from 10,000 to 6,500.
Gwen, in terms of the sexual harassment allegations, is there anything new in the Assembly report about that?
A lot of this report pulls from the AG's report on this subject, mm-hmm. though they do incorporate some new evidence that they cite. This investigation confirms the finding that Cuomo groped an executive assistant, Brittany Camiso, in the governor's mansion, and that he touched a state trooper inappropriately who was assigned to his detail. And again, like I mentioned, the report says, based on all the evidence that they reviewed, there is overwhelming evidence that Cuomo sexually harassed these staffers.
Has Cuomo reacted to this latest report? What is his reaction to it?
Cuomo's campaign spokesperson, Rich Azzapardi, called this report hypocritical and revisionist. He again brought up this familiar line of defense from the Cuomo camp that Attorney General Letitia James is politically motivated against Cuomo. Her report did provide some of the underlying evidence for this one. And of course, James is now officially running for Cuomo's old seat.
So we mentioned that when this report was commissioned by the Assembly back in March, its stated purpose was to see if the Assembly should vote to impeach Cuomo. Cuomo's not our governor anymore. So what is the status of that?
Right. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has said impeachment is off the table once Cuomo resigned. Mm-hmm. The attorneys the Assembly hired looked at relevant law, and they determined that it would perhaps be a violation of New York's Constitution to try to impeach a governor who had already resigned. But that has not stopped Cuomo's critics from calling for an impeachment proceeding anyway. Without an impeachment vote, Cuomo can still mount a campaign for state office at any point in the future.
Gwen Hogan is a reporter in the WNYC newsroom. Thanks so much for your reporting.
Thanks, Sean.